This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Twins minor league team starting to wrap up their seasons. For the first time in Brian Dinkelman's 5 years at the helm in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels missed out on the playoffs. We wrap up their campaign in this week's minor league update.
Calvin Cristoforo, voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, here with Colonels manager Brian Dinkelman, wrapping up here the 2024 season down in Cedar Rapids. I hear the Colonels will not make the postseason, but they will finish over 500 for the 11th consecutive year. Every year since the Colonels have been a Twins affiliate, dating back to 2013. If you needed to put a bow on what was your fifth year as manager of the Colonels' 11th consecutive winning season, how would you sum up the year?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately we didn't make this playoffs this year, but another successful season, winning record, and had a lot of guys get promoted up to the next level and even beyond that. So, you know, you always try to win ball games when you're out there playing, but it's also to help develop these guys, get better, and get to the big leagues.
Well, let's talk about one of those guys that's gone beyond that, and that is Zebby Matthews, the first Colonel from the 2024 team to make the major leagues. Did you know you had him last year, had him begin this year, that his rise would be so meteoric to make the majors?
Yeah, to see him rise that quick to the big leagues after starting here, I don't think anybody anticipated that happening. Last year when he came up here, he struggled a little bit and came back and was really good for his four starts I think he had here, and put in a lot of work this offseason and continued during spring training. Was really good here and went to Double A and did the same thing and kind of just shot through the system, you know, and a few breaks and needed pitching in the big leagues, and now he's up there. So Zebby's a really hard worker, throws tons of strikes, doesn't walk guys, and had a really good season and glad he made it all the way to the big leagues.
Another guy that had a pretty good year was Luke Kieschall, who began the team year with the Colonels team, played in every game he was here in Cedar Rapids. Went up to Double A, got hurt to end the year, but how'd you see him develop in the second year you had him too?
Yeah, Keish was awesome. True ball player, plays hard every single day, does anything you ask of him, puts together really good at bats. Unfortunately, you know, to end the season a little short with the arm injury, but I think he was kind of fighting through it for a lot of the season. So hopefully get that taken care of and be ready for spring training next year. But Kieschall is an awesome ball player, and I think he'll be in the big leagues in a short time.
Luke was the Twins' second-round pick last year, the Twins' top pick in last year's draft. Walker Jenkins finishes the season on this Colonels team. I know it's an adjustment period for him moving from single-A to high-A, but how'd you see him develop, especially after a slow start his first couple of weeks with the Colonels?
Yeah, Walker's the same thing as Luke. Hard worker, really good at bats, has good baseball IQ. When guys go to a new level, I think it takes just a little bit of adjustment to get used to the new team, guys you're playing with, pitching, stuff like that. And the last couple of weeks for Walker have been really good, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for him.
Just taking a jump from college to the pros, even more of a bigger jump. We saw that with Caitlin Culpepper, something you went through, making the jump from college to professional baseball. How tough is that jump for a guy like Caitlin to make?
Yeah, it's just different. Playing every single day, competition that you're playing against daily can be an adjustment for some guys. You had some time off after the college season, then get back into the swing of playing every day down at Low A, and did fine down there for the week or so he was there, and he comes up here and I think just trying to find himself a little bit, a good offseason, come back ready for next year.
The defense though is really solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the defense has been really good. That's one thing that's kind of surprised me a little bit. I knew he was a good defender, but playing shortstop so far this year, he makes a lot of the plays look easy and he shows a good arm across the diamond. So yeah, the defense has been really good for Caitlin.
We touched on a lot of the headliners on the Colonels team this year. Anyone that you think might have gone under the radar that had a good year in 2024 that may not get the recognition?
Yeah, Olivar, catcher, who was here for half the season or whatever, was really good. He's working defensively on his game calling and throwing and stuff like that, but his at bats, getting on base and stuff was really good. You know, Olivar is a nice player too. Works hard just like the rest of those guys, and has done a nice job up in Double A.
You personally, your fifth year as a manager, did you learn anything in your fifth year at the helm here with the Colonels?
I mean, you adjust to the players you have on your team, new staff members, a couple of new staff guys this year. Every year is different. You never know what's going to be like when you go into the season and work with the guys and try to help them get better and get them on to the next level. But go out there and play baseball every day and try to win a baseball game.
Any fun plans for the offseason?
Just just go back home with the family for a while and be dad for a little bit and probably play a little golf during the offseason.
Well, there you go. That's Colonels manager Brian Dinkelman. I'm Calvin Cristoforo, and that does it for Colonels baseball in 2024.
Yeah, so the Colonels denied the chance at back-to-back Midwest League championships. Dinkelman now 367 and 286 in his 5 years in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Calvin and Brian for that wrap-up. Now, coming up, Griffin Jackson and his family playing an important role tonight as the Twins honor and pay tribute to the victims of September 11th, 2001. We're going to have that for you next here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.